Hey everyone, this is Steven. Welcome in this new podcast. In this episode, again, we're going to compare a company from the West with a company from China. And this week we're going into the world of mobility and we're going to compare Tesla with BYD. And BYD stands for Build Your Dreams. Enjoy this new podcast.
Pascal, I remember that the two of us together went to BYD in China. And I remember someone asked a question to one of the directors and said, how are you guys compared to Tesla? And the guy from BYD was actually making fun of Tesla. He was like, oh, all the stuff that Elon Musk calls innovative, we have it here in our museum, was the quote. But if I look to the facts, I mean, Tesla is outselling BYD in their home market in China.
Yeah, for BYD, of course, that's a challenge and it's not so easy. But the reality is that BYD is for the mid-class cars, it's not for the high end. And so they're targeting a very different environment. And now that their price is going down, this less than $20,000 for a car, and they don't just have cars, they have so many utilities and other vehicles like buses. I mean, it's going to become much more affordable to buy, and everybody's going to go for BYD. So I do believe that this will change and the magic still has to come. But let's look at BYD and Tesla in this video. In 1995 is when BYD was established in Shenzhen, and they were established as a battery company. And not many people know this, but this is the company that provided the batteries for mobile phones for decades. From the 1995 onwards, it was the number one battery supplier for Nokia, for all the Nokia phones. And so they really got their expertise through batteries. This is a battery company, but of course we're talking about Tesla and BYD. So today it's also an electrical vehicle company. Now, they did a lot of products, but its interesting moment is really when Warren Buffett decided to invest 10% of the shares in BYD. He gave about $232 million at that time. That's in 2008. And Wang Chuanfu, the founder of BYD, the reason that he could convince Warren Buffett to give him that money and to invest in his company was really because he had a dream. And when you talk about dreams, BYD's actually literally means build your dreams. And Wang Chuanfu, he really had a great dream of becoming the number one battery company in the world, to totally vertically integrate it. And that is a dream that he achieved today. Of course, a lot thanks to Warren Buffett back then. But then when a few years later, people asked Elon Musk, what do you think about BYD? Well, Bloomberg did that question, asked that question, and the answer is actually quite telling. So I want to show you this little video.
Although there's competitors now ramping up, and yeah, as you're familiar with BYD, which is also on the West Coast, I think they're ramping up production of their electric vehicles. Warren Buffett owns 10% stake in that. Why do you laugh? BYD is trying to compete. Why do you laugh?
Have you seen their car?
I have seen their cars, yes. In fact, at the Berkshire Hathaway meeting, I saw their cars.
Yeah.
Well, they are on a different... Tell me why you're laughing. You don't see them at all as a competitor?
No.
Why is that? I mean, they offer a lower price point.
I don't think they have a great product.
Why is that?
I don't think it's particularly attractive. The technology is not very strong. And BYD as a company has pretty severe problems in their home turf in China.
Right.
So I think their focus is, and rightly should be, on making sure they don't die in China.
Okay.
So I think that tells it all. And if you are a Chinese or you're working for BYD and you listen to this video, then I think you would be somehow offended, because BYD was the number one and still is battery supplier in the world. And if you want to build electrical vehicles, I mean, battery is not just an option, it's a must have. And they were the number one in quality. So specifically when you look later on how BYD and Tesla were growing a number of cars, I mean, Tesla wasn't out competing them. They kept along with Tesla the whole time. Of course, different types of cars, different price range, but still BYD made it in the electrical vehicles as fast as Tesla did, at least until 2 years ago. And then Tesla really started to boom. But what we forget when we think about BYD is that it's not just about cars. I mean, it's a lot more. This is the number one electrical bus manufacturer in the world. They're providing buses to most of the places, most of the cities in the world, but also utility cars, airport transport, cargo, whatever you need, they have these utility vehicles. So it's not just cars. This is anything you can imagine. And so it's electrical vehicles, they have solar panels, they're really an energy company. And that's the big difference. Although Tesla wants to become an energy company, it's still a small portion of their revenue, but BYD, it's huge. And so this is what it's all about. Now, I believe their new car, which is coming out now, the Dolphin it's called, is really going to be a game changer. And this is, they're going to go head on with Tesla. Of course, it's a much smaller car. And you could say they have no chance to win that. But look at it this way. I mean, this car has a 400 kilometer range for one battery. The charging time is quite fast. And it's about $15,000 to buy. And it has the same quality as most of the top EVs that you can find globally. So suddenly, the Tesla quality, you could say, is affordable at $15,000. Anybody can buy for $15,000 a car. I mean, that's like the normal combustion engine price that you would have for the same type of quality car. So this is what BYD does. They also built this battery, which is a lithium phosphate, iron phosphate battery, which is very unique technology. And it is said that Tesla is using the same type of battery. It's just that BYD brought that battery out to the market before Tesla did. So some people, there's rumors that Tesla copied it. I don't know if that's true. Maybe they did it both in parallel. But the reality is that this is a market leader when it comes to the most important component of an EV, which is the battery. And I believe the opportunity for BYD is extreme because they're building batteries from every size. In the car, they have the top battery in the world. But on top of it, they're building like container batteries. I mean, the 40-foot containers type battery to place in certain areas. Not many people know this, but BYD has a battery capacity in China which could power Belgium for 10 years. I mean, this is what they have really in capacity now with just all their cars and utility vehicles that are mobile. Connect that to the grid, and that is a game changer. But the other opportunity is that they're not just a car company. As I said, it's about utilities, but they also have like monorails. This is about mobility. And it's not just a dream. They call BYD, build your dreams. They actually have these products. They have dozens, actually 100 products, which are in different mobility environments. Of course, if you look at the market, Tesla is still the number one. Even in China, they're out competing BYD 2-1. But the reality is that today, people who have less money are starting to merge into electrical vehicle. Before it was all people, rich people, you could say. Now it's anyone could buy a car, and that's where BYD is going to change it. So the opportunity is the middle class that is going up in China, but also globally, people want to go electrical, people care about the environment. They just need something that's affordable. And that is what BYD is actually offering. And they clearly could compete with Tesla. And many people, if you read the reviews, are talking about the real China. The real Tesla of China is actually BYD. And it's not that they have the same type of car. It's just that they are the real player when it comes to vertical integration of electrical. Now, there's a lot of challenges that they have. And the biggest challenges BYD have is just being in China. There's 400 competitors, electrical vehicle manufacturers, that all want to take a piece of the pie. And Tesla is still outselling all of them, except one car that is a $5,000 car, but that's a very different range. But in the high end and in the mid end, Tesla is actually outselling everyone. But there's 400 of them in China trying to compete with anyone. And that's the big challenge. On top of it, the US market is not so easy. And so they have some problems with tariffs there, or they could have real problems there. But on the other hand, it's only like 3% of the potential of the market today that BYD could address. So it's not a big issue. They're focusing on Europe. They're focusing on China, on Asia, on Africa, on all these places where people can only afford so much. And in the US, it's mainly about buses. And that's where they're doing really well. Now, what they're really bad at, BYD, is public relation. Compared to Elon Musk, I mean, it's a joke. They're really not very good at public relations. And this is, again, typical for Chinese companies. They often very much focus on the product, on the features, on getting the best, the number one, but they don't always good at communicating. And this is something that will have to happen through the people that buy the BYDs and telling other people that this is so good. Now, on the raw materials, this could be a problem because it's a real issue globally. Now, BYD is doing a lot better there now because of their new batteries, which doesn't need all the materials that are scarce in the world. So I think that would overcome some of these challenges, but it's still a huge problem. Now, if we look at the offer you can't refuse and we think about convenience, their cars today are very rich in features. It's maybe not as rich as Tesla still, but specifically when we look about connectivity with everything around you, it's pretty, pretty high. So this is very good. It's a real good opportunity and they are offering great convenience for many people around the world. One of the things that I think is really convenient in China specifically is their connection with the whole infrastructure on energy. Because they're in China, and in 2019, China had already built for 2 million electrical vehicle charging stations. So this is really an incredible difference with many places in the world. And so when you're the first country, think about 5G and also these charging stations, the first country to have such an infrastructure, then you can try out things, you can do things, you can work together with this infrastructure to figure out how to change the market. The market is telling you what the future wants. And this is much more difficult for other markets. Now, I believe that the safety is the critical part and the really added value of BYD. Their batteries, they don't burst into flames. I mean, they don't explode while some other car manufacturers give too much pressure and there's a problem. And so they're really focused on this quality of the battery. And this is quite unique. And safety is not unimportant when you drive an electrical vehicle. But I think people who want to buy an EV, they look at price, they look at range of kilometers or miles, and they also look at charging capacity and speed. And in all these three categories, BYD is offering a very, very good combination of the three, definitely on price. High quality, good range, 400 kilometers, charge within 30 minutes, which for many people is okay. I mean, it's not supercharged, but it's also $15,000. It's not $60,000. Now, when you look at partner in life, the EV for the masses is really what makes the difference. And that's the next step in electrical vehicles, is that everybody starts buying EVs, not just the people who can afford it, and then customize it. And this is where BYD, with their range of products, is really inventive. They're innovative because they are creating new cars for new utilities. Think about the car sharing company Didi, the Uber of China. They have worked together with BYD to build a car that is specifically based for car sharing. The door only opens on the right side because it's dangerous for a door to open on the left when you do take a Didi or a Uber in the West. And so this is thought out very smart. But it's also their connectivity with Huawei, with 5G. And so although they're an underdog and nobody really knows BYD very much outside of China, they're doing magical things because they're looking at partnering inside China with companies that are leading in terms of infrastructure. And the vehicle to grid, in my view, is where all the difference will become. Because once vehicles can become driving batteries everywhere, you can actually swap every energy wherever you need it at any time. And this is where China will actually make a difference. Now, the last thing is really about saving the world. And of course, if you're an electrical company, a battery company for electrical vehicles, you're definitely doing something great there. Think about Shenzhen. This is a city where all the buses are BYD electrical. All the taxis are BYD electrical. Go to Shenzhen. I often go there. It's just silent. You don't hear anything because most of the cars and buses are electrical. It's really about this environment, but also the sound that is also pollution in a way. And during the pandemic, BYD, and many people don't know that, was actually one of the biggest producers in face masks because their factories are so efficient that they transformed their factories into building face or creating face masks for the world because they could do it. battery systems anywhere. And the most important is they're aligned with the 50-year plan, the 14th 50-year plan of China, where becoming carbon neutral is very important. And what that means is that BYD is very well positioned, together with the dream of China, to create the dream of BYD.
The story of Tesla is very fascinating, because if you look at the market capitalization, today Tesla is worth more than the four other car manufacturers in that list. They're worth more as a number one than number two, three, and four together. But then if you look to the production volume that these guys have, it's nothing compared to the other companies. So basically, the market believes that Tesla is the big dream of EV and that they will make a difference there. So let's find out if that's valid or not. Now, if you look at the business model of Tesla, it's not just about cars. It's a battery company, it's an energy company, it's a software company, and it's that combination that they want to make a difference with, being your, let's say, mobility and energy partner in life. That's their dream. And is it a car company, or is it an energy company, or is it a AI company? A few years ago, Elon Musk said we're the biggest AI company in the world, and he was pushing his autopilot into the market and saying this is the most advanced self-driving solution that there is. To be honest, I'm a little bit skeptical to that, because in other cars, you see the same functionalities. They just don't call it autopilot yet. So it's not that they're so much ahead in comparison with the others. But lately, our good friend Elon Musk said that Tesla is not a car company, it's not an energy company, it's not an AI company, but it's a robotics company. He sees his cars as robots on wheels. And his dream is eventually to become the largest robotics company in the world, and not just deliver robots on wheels, but also deliver humanoid robots that help you in your household. So you see how the storyline is always building, and how he is an expert in building that dream and to make the markets really excited. But there are a number of challenges that are ahead of them. Now, of course, the market of electrical vehicles is exploding. It's still early days, and it's going to grow rapidly in the next couple of years. But the challenge, I think, for Tesla will be to make sure that they can keep up with manufacturing all those cars. I've been to the factory a couple of times, and I have to be honest, it was always broken when we came there. And there has been many issues the past couple of years in achieving the deadlines for the release and the production of ordered cars. And next to that production challenge, you of course also have the competition. Look at companies like BMW, Daimler, but also Chinese companies, and Pascal is going to elaborate on that. But the portfolio of EVs of well-known other car brands is going to increase as well. So they're going to have to face competition for the first time, because let's be honest, the first 10 years of their existence, there was hardly any competition. And then maybe the biggest challenge, it's like a strength and a weakness at the same time. Elon Musk is, of course, a visionary man. He's hardworking. He knows what he wants. But he's also an expert in over-promising and under-delivering. We've seen many presentations where he sells the dream, and then apparently he's not really fulfilling it, at least not within the deadline that he gave himself. So keeping that trustworthiness up is going to be crucial for Tesla to keep selling the dream to the markets and to customers. Now, if you think about the offer you can't refuse, you know the model by now. You need a good product service price. It's about digital convenience. It's about a partner in life. And it's about adding value to society. And if you bring those four together, you create an offer people can't refuse. Now, if you look to the idea of digital convenience, I think Tesla has done an outstanding job here. They basically reinvented how cars are being sold and how maintenance of cars has been done. And it's even a turnaround in marketing. Like in the old days in marketing, people invested their budget to make sure that people would come to you. Car manufacturers, they invested all their marketing budget to make sure that people would go to their website or would go to a dealership. What we're starting to see now is new marketing models where you actually bring the service to the customer. And that is exactly what Tesla is trying to do. And this sentence here, be more than ever, be where the customer is. It sounds so obvious, but most companies are doing the opposite. Most companies are investing their money to make sure that the customer comes to wherever they will be.
Tesla understood this and turned the model around, and they deliver the service where the customer is. It's turning the existing business model upside down. And you even see that when you go to their website. I mean, when you go to the Tesla website, and I warn you, if you do, be very, very careful, because before you know it, you order the car. It's just pushing one button and then you have the car. Like when they launched the idea of the Cybertruck, when you went to the car, it's like there's a buy now button. And before you know it, bam, you bought it. You just have to pay £100 or $100 up front and then you bought a car. If you compare that with the car configurators of many of the larger modern European cars, I mean, you have to be an engineer to work with that. And Tesla figured out a way how to bring the service to the customer and to make it as easy as possible. And maybe the best example of that is, of course, the software downloads and the software updates. You don't have to go to a shop. You don't have to go to a dealership. It just happens in your backyard. The level of convenience has increased tremendously, and they created this new business model. And then you have partner in life. The goal of Tesla is not just to sell you a car. The goal of Tesla is to become your mobility and energy partner. And I think the way ahead there is huge. Imagine that self-driving cars really become a capability of Tesla. That means that they could start with ride-sharing services, that even though if I'm not a Tesla owner, that I could use the mobility services of Tesla to take me from place A to B. It means that I could make additional money with my Tesla when it's parked, that it just drives around and, you know, becomes a taxi service for some people. Think about energy. What if they allow you to reduce your energy invoice month after month thanks to their batteries and their ideas that they have about solar panel? So this is not a car company. I'm sure that by 2040, if we're going to talk about Tesla, we're going to call it that company that used to sell cars, because the core of everything will be mobility and energy. And they will try to become our partner in life there. And then you have the top of the model having impact on the world. Now, this is an easy one to describe for Tesla, of course, because if you look to the mission statement of Tesla, it's all about transforming the world. The reason why they've been created is to make sure that the amount of emission coming from cars would be going to zero in the next couple of decades. So the core of their existence is linked to having a positive impact on society. So if I bring it all together, they're doing an outstanding job on digital and convenience. They're doing an outstanding job on changing your world. The partner in life idea and the concept has been developed, but there's still some work to be done there. But if they can realize this, and if Elon Musk succeeds in actually implementing the dream that he's writing, I think we're going to see a nice future for Tesla.
It's interesting to see how the strategy from BYD and Tesla is just almost the opposite. Huh? Mm-hmm. The philosophy of Tesla is we're going to create this very high level vehicle. Then with the money that we make, we're going to create one that's a little bit cheaper. And with that money, we're going to reinvest it in another one that's more cheap, and so on and so on. BYD just goes to the mass market. And this is going to create a challenge for Tesla to be fast enough now that the market grows, don't you think?
I mean, the question is, of course, I mean, BYD is going horizontal in many, many places. And so that's a real advantage, but also it's a pain point because it's not easy to go into all these places and you can't be the number one in every category. Yeah. And maybe Tesla can beat them in just that one category of EV, go down fast enough and a good price point. For BYD, it's unclear yet, but they have this battery, which is really unique and vertical integration. So yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting thing to see in the future.
Cool.
So I hope you liked this episode. Do subscribe if you haven't done so. We'll see you hopefully next week for another episode.
Thanks for watching, guys.